Alright, Shabbos, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up today, Meretz Hashem, in the Shar Hasheni, in the second section here of Shar Tshuva. And remember again, in this section, in the first section, we really focused a lot more on the different fundamentals, or I should say the different pillars that one requires in order to be able to do tshuva. In this chapter, our focus is going to be a little bit different. As you're going to see, let's begin Shar Sheni. So again, the title of the section is Lohoros Hadrachim Sheyis Orer HaAdam Bahem Lashuv El Hashem. To go ahead and to literally show the ways in which a person will be awakened to go ahead and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shar Tshuva has a beautiful introduction, and he writes, "Da, no, kidarchi hasibos sheis orer bahen, sheis ora adam bahen, loshuv midrachav haroim hem shisha." So the first thing that the Shar Tshuva writes is that there are six different ways. There are six ways brought about by various factors by which a person could bring himself to do tshuva. So again, what the Shar Tshuva is introducing us to is that there are six different ways in which people come to do tshuva. Now, of course, we're going to see that there are more than six different ways, but there are six primary avenues through which a person ultimately comes to do tshuva. He says, "Ubechol echad mehem." Now, we'll get into that in Meretz Hashem later on, or tomorrow. "Ubechol echad mehem limadnu das es ha'adam, eis yech yischalik b'checher tchunaso." Now, so says the Shar Tshuva, that in each one of them, what we're going to learn is Echis Halich Becheker Tfunaso, how a person should go about examining its characteristics, the Ya'azin Ad Tfunaso, and to assess it until it's fully understood, the Noir Lohem Ozin Lishmoa, and ultimately, again, through these words that we're going to learn, will also awaken their ears to listen. Okay, so what the Shar Tshuva is pointing out over here is, before we even get into the six things, these six things are going to accomplish multiple things. He says, haskel v'yadua, so that they will understand and know, ikarim yikarim, precious principles, l'chol chafzeyem dirushim v'nechkarim, that we have explained and analyzed for all who want to understand them. Okay, so now, fine. So what the Shar Tshuva just said is we're going to explore these six principles, and these six principles ultimately are going to illuminate our eyes, allow us to understand things in dramatically different ways that we have done until now. So he goes on. He says, Yosra Mehema. So I'm on page Lamed Aleph, the third line into section Aleph. The Yosra Mehima, and even more than this, the Yosra Mehima, and more than this, my son, I ask you to be careful with the following. Lashov b'chol yom v'nafshecha l'taher. But so this is actually a very profound yisod. To go ahead and do tshuva every single day, and to keep your soul pure. Now, the Shar Tshuva over here is alluding to a dynamic that we spoke about a little bit much earlier on, which is this yisod that tshuva, we often associate tshuva with Chodesh Elul, we associate tshuva with Yamim Noraim, but it's important to understand that tshuva is really a process that ideally should unfold each and every day. Tshuva is a process ultimately of return to the Ribono Shel Olam, and that return needs to take place each and every day. And that's what he's saying. He says, Loshu b'chol yom b'nafshecha l'tayr, to do tshuva every single day. And nafshecha l'tayr also means to constantly endeavor to keep your soul pure. Maintaining soulful purity is a constant challenge, is a daily initiative that one must take. Biladei techazet siba ma'oreres, v'yal deyom yukushun machshev osecha. So literally translated, because even without encountering some type of circumstance that would cause you to go ahead and do tshuva, his yal deyom yukushun machshev osecha, the day-to-day events go ahead and literally entrap your thoughts. Now, what does this mean? But he's saying with the Shari Tshuva, and again, I don't know if the Shari Tshuva, when he wrote this, you know, like the Igeres HaRamban, when the Ramban wrote his letter, so ultimately he wrote it to his son. So I don't know when the Shari Tshuva says over here, Hizor, Bini Hizor, if he was talking to a biological child, or ultimately, again, if he's talking to us, the readers, his children. But in any event, he's offering beautiful paternal advice. And in this paternal advice, he's saying a number of things. Number one, do tshuva every single day. The act of tshuva, I will say, is much more than just saying, I'm sorry for something I've done wrong. The act of tshuva is a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a return to my people, a return to the self. Engage in this return each and every day. That's number one. Number two, nafshecha l'tahir. Person has to make sure to try to cleanse their soul each and every day. To try to go ahead and make sure that somehow, some way, I am being mitahir my nefesh. And number three, biladei techaz asiba ma'oreres v'yaldi amikushu machshuvo secha. Know that our hashkafas achaim, our different outlooks, our values, are bombarded each and every day. Often in ways that we are even unaware of. Well, so this is an incredible yisod. There are spiritual challenges all around us, even if we don't recognize them. Therefore, a person has to be in that lashon of even if you don't see any reason to do tshuva. Well, so I could look back and I say, you know what? Yesterday was a good day. It was a good day, Baruch Hashem. I didn't really commit any averos. Right, I mean, it was pretty. And Baruch Hashem, we could all have days like that where you don't commit averos. But he says, nevertheless, even if I don't know of a particular aver that I committed, Yal de yom yikushu machshuv osecha. We'll say every single day there are factors that come up that batter and bombard my thoughts. Meaning, there is no such thing as a day that is free from negative influence. And even if for some reason I could say Baruch Hashem, I haven't committed a sin, there's not one day in which my machshavas aren't somehow battered, aren't somehow challenged. He says, "Aftiskar es baracha." But rather, a person should strive to remember the Ribono shel Olam every single day. V'hayu lecha zichro l'meishiv nefesh medarchi toldos gush afra. So we'll actually stop over here, but he says there's something very profound. So a person has to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. A person has to do tshuva every single day. Because even if I'm not aware of a particular sin that I have done, each and every day my spiritual and religious sensitivities are battered and are challenged. And as such, I need to bolster myself. The yisod that he's talking about over here is, I have to strengthen myself. I have to mechazik myself each and every day to be a strong person in order to be able to stand up to the challenges of life. But then this last statement, which is what we'll end off with, we'll pick up with it tomorrow, such a profound statement. He says, "Biladei techaz asiba ma'orer." I'm sorry. He says, "V'hayu lecha zichro." I have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. "L'meishiv nefesh midarchei toldos gush afar." In order to go ahead and move away from just being a clump of dirt. Let's say, what does this mean? As we are going to see, one of the most profound decisions we have to make in life is a decision of self-identity. What do I mean by that? Man is called Adam. You know, Adam could derive from two particular etymological derivatives. Adam could be Adama, which is earth, or Adam could be Adama Lekel Elyon. I am the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll make myself HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the job, the choice that man has in life is which way I choose to self-identify. Will I be Adama? Am I just earth? Am I just a clump of earth? Or ultimately, do I stand in the image and in the mirror image of the Ribono Shel Olam? Which must say comes down to another question of self-definition. We learn this in our Das Atzmo Chadeis, about how do I self-identify? Do I identify as a soul that happens to be clothed by a body? Or do I identify as a body that happens to have a soul? And I must say, that's not an academic question. That's an exceptionally important question of self-identification. How do I view myself in life? So the Shari Tshuva says that by engaging in the process of tshuva every single day, and we'll discuss what that means, by recognizing, remembering the Ribono Shel Olam every single day, I do my part to move away from being a clump of dirt. I move away from just being an Adama to ultimately being an Adameh. All right, so we'll stop over. We'll pick up in the middle of this section tomorrow.